and it's going to be worse than anything we've ever seen in the United States for 100 years. I call this the Lehman times five event.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so much for tuning in. That, of course, was the always interesting and cantankerous Jim Willie with his perspective on the meltdown that's occurring globally. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Now, there were three bank runs in the last month. These are the second and third largest bank runs in U.S. history. The government is claiming to be taking steps to guarantee all deposits, but the bottom line is this: more money printing. The Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And it looks like the Fed may continue to raise interest rates, even if that means tanking the economy. These are frightening times. But do you know who are the ones who are not afraid? The people that have invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Now remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. So do your own due diligence. But I myself own precious metals. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. And if you like silver, that's an option too. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to noblegoldinvestments.com to secure your wealth now. And if you qualify, you can bag a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, thanks so much for tuning in. It's fantastic to have you back. Sean from SGT Report here with Jim Willie on the line, backed by popular demand and an email where he said, let's do another show. Jim, how are you, sir?
I'm doing rather stretched out. A lot of good, a lot of bad, tremendous amount of anxiety, but with a good deal of hope. Things are really turning in the direction of the White Alliance.
Oh,
but we don't know what dead man switches are out there, and that's one of my concerns.
I want to talk about the White Hat Alliance, if we can call it that. Here's the website, guys, golden-jackass.com. You know, I thought we should start with this, though, Jim. I want people to understand where we're headed. Joe Biden, the D-rats, and the rhinos are taking us right off the cliff. We will soon be Argentina. And I want people to understand what that means. So I'm going to play a clip here in a second. U.S. annualized debt costs now exceed $800 billion, and we're likely to hit $1 trillion in interest payments on the debt later this year. So the insane are running the asylum as nation states turn away from the dollar. And I want to play some clips here regarding where we're headed in a second. But your thoughts on what these maniacs are doing to our beloved nation.
Obama doubled the national debt. Bush Jr., baby push, doubled the national debt. Clinton, I think, vastly increased the national debt. And the only reason we had a supposed surplus, and I think 96 was a lot of accounting games. Donald Trump, not intending to, but he increased the national debt by something like 50%.
He did.
So, yeah. You know, step back, and what you see is a Ponzi scheme. When we got off the gold standard in 1971, the Bretton Woods gold standard, all bets were off for accumulating debt. And, you know, it's military spending. I think some of that went for the Space Force to build a fleet. Hard to prove anything. But, you know, we lost the control. So this is not surprising. I remind viewers that in 2009 and 2010, I said, get ready for trillion-dollar deficits for the U.S. government as far as the eye can see. And by 10 years, around 2020, a U.S. government debt defaults. You know, Sean, I got it right. Okay? I got it right. And I'm not really happy about getting it right because, as you say, we're turning into Argentina. I think we're turning into Zimbabwe, even worse. But they're on the same track to perdition, which means a losing place. There's only one way out of this, and that's with a tremendous amount of seized assets from the omnibus canceling out our debt and reindustrializing our nation and getting rid of this absurd fascist demo that I call the Biden show. It's a fascist demo. Are people enjoying it? Are you even recognizing it as a fascist demo? I mean, one of the most recent pronouncements was the Western region is going to impose some water supply limits during the drought. What, to make it worse? Okay, we got open border. And in the last several years, since the second Obama administration, we've had an increase of something like 30 to 40 million people unvetted to the U.S. population. They're from foreign lands, different races, not white. Not that that's perfect, but I mean, they're Arab unvetted, they're Latino unvetted, they're terrorists, they're, you know, Northern African unvetted. This is a ridiculous situation that we have been driven to by the New World Order.
And a lot of these people coming across, Jim, are young, military-aged men, most of them, in fact.
I'm aware of that. And one out of three children unescorted ends up in child trafficking. So that's why they like the cabal loves open borders. Okay. I don't know where these military age men are going, but I had a consult a couple of weeks ago, Sean. It was a guy in a nice city in Nevada. I don't like to give away the name, but it was not Las Vegas. And he said, Jim, on any given weekend, you go out the street corner downtown and you find Arab men with a menacing look and they're not working. I think what we've seen, Sean, is the degradation and destruction, not just of our money, but of our economy and our society.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
Look at all this. Look at Anheuser-Busch. Did you
right.
catch that story, Anheuser-Busch? Unbelievable.
You bet.
No,
well,
backtracking on that.
Go woke, go broke. That idiot that they hired to be their VP of marketing is a poison Ivy League educated woman who said the brand was on the decline, so we needed to get young people involved to buy the product. Otherwise, there would be no more Bud Light. So they appealed to the less than 1% of the world that's trans. It's absolute bizarro world. But let's get back to the dollar here. I want to show you this clip. This is President Trump on with Tucker Carlson. We're going to just play like 30 seconds of this, and then I want to paint the picture for my audience of what's coming.
And China's taking over. And China, you know, I heard a couple of people say, well, the dollar will never lose the dollar standard. Are they kidding? China wants to change the standard, the currency standard. And if that happens, that's like losing a world war. We'll be a second-tier country. We'll literally be a second-tier country.
You know, we're already a banana republic. By the way, I just had on Todd Callender, the attorney. Get this, Jim. A FOIA request reveals that the Biden administration does not have one properly executed oath of office with a notarized signature dated with a witness. Not one person. Not Lloyd Austin, not Kamala Harris, not one. But here's what I wanted people to understand. If you think it's bad here with inflation now, guys, they are literally turning us into a communist hellhole. That is the goal of the New World Order. Inflation in Argentina sees no end in sight as the March 23 year-over-year level increase comes in at 104%. So what does that mean, guys? Let's put a face on it. Because when we see stuff like that, Jim, we see stats like that, and it just doesn't mean anything. You have to put a human face on it. Well, here is the human face on that kind of devastating inflation.
They can't afford food or rent.
That's right.
This airport in Argentina's capital is filled with homeless people. It's a snapshot of an economic crisis that's getting worse. The Buenos Aires Jorge Newbery Airport has become an unofficial shelter for people like Laura.
Hay muchísima gente. Entraron más ahora.
There's a lot of us sleeping here. In a few hours, there'll be more. If you come at night, it's full of people. We come here because it's cold out. Here, at least, we can sleep.
Yep.
Roxana gets a government pension of about $200 a month. With an unexpected exchange rate, she often ends up with less. One local charity says the number of people without a roof over their heads has soared 30% since 2019.
Si yo pago el alquiler, no como.
If I pay rent, I don't eat. And if I pay for food, I'm on the street.
That's what's coming. And by the way, Jim, I don't know if you've seen this. Take a look at this video right here that I'm playing.
This is going on every single day in Democrat-run cities. So there is a complete implosion of rule of law in this country, and stores are closing. Walmart just moved out of San Francisco, I believe, or was it Chicago? I don't know. But these stores are pulling out. It's all by design. They're going to cause chaos in the inner cities. And these stupid people looting these stores, well, they're in on it, too. They want this country to fall because they're so freaking stupid. They don't understand what's coming. It's coming. It's going to get dark here. I think painful days are coming for this country, and it makes me really sad, Jim.
Absolutely. California is unique. They made a $1,000 theft and less a misdemeanor. Yep. So it's an open invitation. Every person running out there in, where is it, Roseville, California, has less than $1,000. And there's a store manager who's helpless. back to Argentina for a second here, Sean. Argentina, 80 years ago, 100 years ago, it was the strongest South American nation for its economy, the strongest. But they invited a bunch of fascists from Germany after the war, all very hidden. They adopted a fascist policy. They altered their currency. They joined forces with corrupt large corporations. They had the church involved with the fascist pope, Bergoglio, and it's been downhill ever since. What I find amazing, and this happened with a college roommate of mine, he was advocating Bernie Sanders-type socialism, and I said, Bruce, where the hell is your brain? What is wrong with you? Give me a single example, and take a look at Argentina if you want a good example, because it's in our hemisphere. You don't have a single example of socialism working out well. You can't do that. Anyway, there are a lot of very big financial points that I raise. You mentioned the $800 billion. That was one of my items as a debt service cost. Well, get a load of this, Sean. The credit default swap for the U.S. government debt, I think it's for the five-year treasury bill, treasury note, the credit default swap is now at 46 basis points. 0.46. Normal is about 0.1. Okay. And for the U.S. global currency reserve and its debt, it's been under 0.1, under 10 basis points. If it gets toward 80 or 70 basis points, you can expect a global crash and recognition of a U.S. government debt default. And that would mean the treasury bonds will be up in the air for how much they can fetch upon dumping. There are a number of other big items I have here. The Brazil and China deal, they have decided to do all their trade clearing in yuan, the Chinese currency. Unbelievable. The US and Swiss bankers are conspiring right now to steal Arab gold. Okay, that will make New York City and Geneva pariah cities. Another big deal. France had a liquefied natural gas, LNG deal. And they paid for it in yuan. But who sent it? Who produced it? The UAE, United Arab Emirates, the Gulf region, the Persian Gulf region. Unbelievable. The Persian Gulf is about to go Chinese yuan for energy sales. We're losing the global currency reserve. Japan just bought a big stock of oil from the Russians, and they were told not to do so by the American Ubermasters. They did it anyway, and they paid more than the Rockefeller $60 limit. This is going on all over the place. The tier one assets for U.S. banks, according to Basel III rules that are now kicking in, they've got a ridiculous paltry 6% for debt to capital ratio. And they're going to, wait a minute. Yeah, that's right. And now they have to get a lot of gold in order to have high quality assets. They've got a phrase here. Let me read it. I got small print. They call it high quality liquid assets, but take the same acronym and it's more like highly queer, low grade assets, because they're all G7 debt. They're calling G7 debt AAA. This is the bank reserves. This is going on and on and on. Mexico just applied for BRICS membership. They're a member of NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, or something like that, accord. Malaysia just dumped the U.S. dollar in favor of the yuan for all its trade settlement. Those are all my starred items. Are they all Lulus or what? You know, pardon me, I got itchy nose. What I've noticed is a quickening, Sean. If you were to look at main events 2 years ago, 3 years ago, well before the fake pandemic, like 5 years ago, you'd have to have 2 months between any of those events. Those 8, 9, 10 events, they're all in the last 6 weeks. Okay, we have a quickening. We have a quickening of events, and it's leading to a financial earthquake and resulting tsunami. This is just unbelievable what's going on. By the way, Biden just got caught adjusting his mask on the back of his neck public meeting, and the press is all over that now. But of course, we're conspiracy theory. You know, I have a comment that I make. If you don't believe in conspiracies, go to the back of the room, because you're among the dumbest.
Couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. Well, look at this news item here from Zero Hedge. Is there a worldwide run on the Bank of the United States of America? You know, I should call up a clip. I remember there being a clip on, was it PBS or what was it? It would have been on C-SPAN. Back during the 08-09 bank run meltdown, right?
It was about September 15th. Here's the facts, and we don't even need to talk about these things. On Thursday at about 11 o'clock in the morning, the Federal Reserve noticed a tremendous drawdown of money market accounts in the United States to the tune of $550 billion was being drawn out in a matter of an hour or two. The Treasury opened up its window to help. They pumped $105 billion in the system and quickly realized that they could not stem the tide. We were having an electronic run on the banks. They decided to close the operation, close down the money accounts, and announce a guarantee of $250,000 per account so there wouldn't be further panic out there. And that's what actually happened. If they had not done that, their estimation was that by 2 o'clock that afternoon, $5.5 trillion would have been drawn out of the money market system of the United States, would have collapsed the entire economy of the United States, and within 24 hours, the world economy would have collapsed.
And had they not shut it down, there would have been a collapse of the U.S. dollar. And we're seeing that now. We're seeing $550 billion taken out, right?
Double.
It's worse than 08-09, and they're not telling the people. And the picture I'm trying to paint here is that this house of cards could come down much faster than people think, Jim.
It can, but in the wake of Silicon Valley Bank event and failure, we had a number of things happen. Sean, this is very exciting. The first thing that I noticed was we had a lot of money move quickly. And I said to one interview host, we're going to need a couple of days to see what really happened. Well, there it was. It was Sinaloa, Mexican drug cartel money, moving $40 billion out of Silicon Valley Bank. $40 billion. That's what caused the failure. And then, what is his name? Mike Gill. He noted that New Hampshire and South Dakota have become the primary Mexican drug money laundering center states in the United States. So now attention is focused on them. And that's why the Sinaloa money moved, because it was being chased. Okay, that's one thing. So money laundering in U.S. banks in volume, $40 billion is not a small amount. It's not a huge amount, but it's not a small amount. It's mid-sized, big. It's on the table now. Money laundering in the United States Bank, it's on the table. I'm not the only person talking about it. I haven't found, Sean, anybody talking about money laundering as a factor to bring down the U.S. banks as it vanishes, as it vacates. I haven't found a single analyst In 5 years, who talks about it? Tom Luongo refers to it, but he doesn't identify it. Okay, the second thing I noticed that was very big regarding the Silicon Valley Bank event was the coverage of deposits. Janet Yellen did something very smart. Now, just because she's a criminal cabal member doesn't mean that she cannot act in a self-preservation manner with clever maneuvers. What she did from her Department of Treasury post was to say, we're going to backstop. And she hinted that it would be almost unlimited. She didn't say that, but like whatever is necessary, words like that. They're going to backstop the depositors in the U.S. banking system. Well, look a little deeper. You see that she's backstopping Chinese depositors at Silicon Valley Bank.
Right.
But take a bigger picture, bigger perspective. And what she's actually saying is we're going to replenish the FDIC as much as is necessary. And that is a very big policy change because a lot of money will not leave the U.S. banking system. And furthermore, as Luongo and a couple of other analysts have pointed out, the Europeans, nation by nation, do not have an FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, where we back up $250,000 on a single account. So there are going to be billion-dollar accounts in Europe that come to the United States for safe haven, backed up by the Fed, and they're nearly unlimited FDIC backstop for depositors. That's going to give more time for people to get their big money out of the largest U.S. banks and get it into something safe like silver or gold. I prefer silver. People who are slow to move, people who call the smartest in the room conspiracy theorists, people who accept the MSM news as real, people who have a very low IQ and forgot everything they learned in school, they're going to have more time to get their big money out of the big banks. And that's a good thing. I don't want to see a lot of people lose their money in the big banks. What it also means, and this is not talked about, it is something I learned from a former FDIC liquidation officer in a consult call last May, and I keep referring to it because it's so important. And he said to me from his Virginia home, all the websites are public, but you got to know exactly the URL address, and I do. I've got them marked on my wall in my office. But he said every 2 to 3 nights, and this was like 11 months ago, every 2 or 3 nights, the Fed gets a 2 a.m. call for a $1.5 billion patch for one of the big banks. And he said, it's Bank of America, it's JP Morgan Chase, it's Goldman Sachs, and it's Wells Fargo. And I wondered, well, what about Citibank? He didn't know. Okay, so they're preventing. And I said, are these from derivative huge holes? He said, absolutely. It's from depositors, it's from bond losses, leveraged bond losses in their portfolio of bonds. It's from vacated mortgage bonds. It's from a lot of different types of bonds, but all the bonds are going down in value. And remember 2 or 3 years ago, we were calling it the everything bond bubble. Well, now it's the everything platform collapse. The King Dollar everything platform collapse. Let me read them off to you. U.S. government debt, U.S. Treasury bonds, the big banks, trillion-dollar swaps, the bond derivatives, and now it's the critical mass that has formed with the BRICS plus union. They've now got over, I think they've got over 75% of the global GDP, and they got a good deal over 82% of the global population. Their most recent capture was the Pacific Rim, led by Malaysia and Indonesia. Now, those are not economic powers, but they have big populations. Together, they have close to 500 million people, just Indonesia and Malaysia. They're over 200 million in population each. So that's a lot of movement of money for goods and services. And none of it is going to be in the dollar. Okay, Sean, my conclusion is we're going to be on the outside looking in, and there's going to be a lot of treasury bonds dumped, discharged in favor of gold. There is a May 23rd event coming up. It is the SCO exchange, where bonds, currencies, and gold and energy will be traded. That's going to be a dumping ground. We have so many events coming up, and what it leads to is dollar dumping and at the U.S. ports, treasury bill rejection for payment. We're going to start seeing some ridiculous shortages in the U.S. economy. That is going to be one of the most noticed, notable, stark, raving effects. And it's going to be worse than anything we've ever seen in the United States for 100 years. I call this the Lehman times five event. I've been talking about it for 2 years. It's here. I've got clients, Sean, who say to me, Jim, when? I'm like 76 years old. When are we going to see gold and silver rise? I need to see before I die. And I say, when the dollar platforms start to break, they will all break. And when that happens, the banks will be in trouble and people will flock into gold and silver. But you must see the breakdown of the king dollar throne and all of its platforms. He said, well, I hope that happens. I don't know, anytime soon. I said, the events are quickening. It's going to be 2 or 3 years. I cannot see many more than that. And that was 2 years ago. And by the way, the fake pandemic was to conceal the fact that U.S. treasuries were being rejected by foreign nations.
Hey friends, just a quick break and a word about our sponsor. I think most of you know that de-dollarization has begun, but most of your friends, neighbors, and colleagues probably don't. The dollar's dominance is fading by the day. China, Brazil, India, Japan, even France have announced they're moving away from dollars as the major trade unit. The writing's on the wall, and these are scary times. But do you know who are the ones who are not afraid? The people that have invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Now remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. So do your own due diligence. But I myself own precious metals. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. And if you like silver, that's an option too. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to noblegoldinvestments.com to secure your wealth now. And if you qualify, you can bag a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com. As it pertains to the meltdown of the United States and the dollar, we know that I think it's in July, FedNow will go live. I guess that's not a central bank digital currency, but that is where they want to take us. So I thought this tweet from Max Kaiser was significant. Everything, all deposits go to JP Morgan. Then all deposits are converted to a new CBDC. Then Jamie Dimon becomes both Fed chair and Treasury secretary. That's a little bit tongue in cheek, but $80 billion. JP Morgan is on track to make $80 billion in income because of this flow, the outflow from small banks to big banks. U.S. commercial banks are collapsing at a rate not seen in over 50 years.
I think his comment about JP Morgan taking full control belongs in a shithouse wall at a California beach.
Why? What do you mean?
Because the money is moving into small banks and medium banks, and the money is moving out of the biggest banks, and the biggest unrealized losses on the balance sheets are with the biggest of the banks. Their plan is not working.
Well, first of all, Max has been right about Bitcoin. He's a Bitcoin billionaire. I can assure you that. He offered 10,000 Bitcoin to Alex Jones, who said no like 10 years ago. So we know Max Kaiser has far more than 10,000 Bitcoin. So he's a Bitcoin billionaire. Meanwhile, you know, I could have been buying Bitcoin up the yin-yang, and I was buying silver. And silver still kneecapped in the 20s, gold at 2,000. It's just a joke being played on We the People. So why do you think this is bad journalism? I don't understand.
The Wall Street banks are not going to accumulate greater and greater powers. They're going to experience greater and greater crises and have more emergencies to manage, and their depositors are leaving. The only thing that could save the biggest of the Wall Street banks right now would be foreign billionaires and their deposits exiting European banks. They might be smart and go to second-tier banks. I think they're going to be stupid and go to the biggest banks. But when you have something like Bank of America in trouble soon, I think there's going to be a lot of reluctance by those foreign billionaires to flock into the large Wall Street banks, because the publicity is coming out more and more that the smaller banks are seeing the inflows, the biggest banks are seeing the outflows, and the biggest banks have the majority of the $1.3 trillion of unrealized losses. So, Max, I don't know where you're coming from. I know you're a good guy. I know you're a smart fella, but...
How about central bank digital currencies, though? How about the fact that, we don't have to get into a Bitcoin conversation here, but what's going on in El Salvador, where Max is, and they're setting up a system of freedom and liberty where Bitcoin is now considered an untaxable currency. I think it's an idea whose time has come, because the Fed, what's the alternative? Slave coin, right? Putting us on their plantation for the rest of human history if we accept their central bank digital currency. And so I think he's right there. That is where they want to take us. I don't know. What do you think? Now, here's the other thing. You got Luongo saying that JP Morgan and Jamie Dimon are standing in defiance to what the Davos elite want. So is Powell, by the way. So by raising interest rates as rapidly as they have, they've brought European banks to their knees, whereas what Davos wanted was for the Fed to bring interest rates down to zero and go negative and destroy this nation. So what do you make of any of that? Make
they
any sense of that?
They are destroying the Davos elite, but at the same time, they're on sinking platforms. Okay, Sean, if the Bitcoin currency is success in El Salvador, why have I seen in Costa Rica graffiti? I'm a Salvadoran and I am hungry. Bitcoin doesn't work. No funciona. I'd like to focus, if I could, on this comment about it's really Wall Street and the Fed versus the Europeans and the Euro Central Bank. And caught in the middle has been the Swiss. The Swiss are a little unique. Outside of Deutsche Bank, the great majority of the Ukraine money laundering has gone to Switzerland. And that has caused a big hole, in addition to Saudi and UAE backing out of a bond deal. So yeah, there is a war. And they've raised rates. And I don't necessarily believe that the Fed raised rates just to target the Europeans. I think they raised rates to avoid a treasury bond failure, a treasury auction failure. They'd rather see dumping of Forex central bank savings in the form of treasury bonds than they want to see a failure of treasury bond on new issuance. We've got a $1.5 trillion deficit. It has to be securitized, and we could not sell that debt even in a good portion if we did not raise interest rates. So the only way we're selling our treasury bond new issuance is with higher rates, with the cost on the back door that our friends and enemies alike are dumping their treasury bonds, like Japan. Japan dumping treasury bonds and buying gold. They're actually looking like a BRICS nation. That's why they're rumored strongly to be knocking on the door for BRICS membership. Okay, back to Switzerland and Europe. There is a banker war going on. Think of it as a very large tank where you have European sharks and you have American sharks. And by the way, BlackRock is a European. BlackRock is European. They rely on European money laundering to keep going. And as soon as the Russians smashed the Ukrainian money laundering centers last, I think, June or so, BlackRock announces bankruptcy. Their cash flow depended on Ukraine money laundering. That's a very strong statement to make. Then they made their announcement to the major shareholders that they are entering bankruptcy, and they were not obliged to make a press statement because they're a private equity firm. There's a war going on between Wall Street and the European bankers. The European bankers do not have FDIC backstops. So there's going to be a lot of movement, a lot of, migration. It could be $1 trillion or more to U.S. banks. At the same time, they've got their own problems. And notice last November, Lagarde, who's now wearing a neck brace, might have had a very serious incident in the last several days. Notice that Lagarde announced last November that the Euro Central Bank has now retained and declared their right to print money. That's because of the banker war. The Fed supplies the New York and American banks. Nothing would supply the European banks during a banker war, so the Euro Central Bank now has money printing privileges. I have a good authority that the IMF is the only global bank that's not been wrecked and gutted, and is being supplied by the Euro Central Bank. Back to Switzerland. The Swiss Parliament just turned down, I think it was a $121 billion bailout. The lower house of their Swiss Parliament turned it down. So we're not done yet with the Credit Suisse failure. I want to leave Max Kaiser alone. Maybe you know something I don't. I tell you, that is an outrageous comment to make about Jamie Dimon and JP Morgan taking over everything. It's absolutely outrageous and I think baseless.
Well, I think
they're going to be in trouble.
It's a little bit tongue in cheek too, though, Jim. And I think, you know, to go so hard in the paint after Max makes you sound a little bit like Elizabeth Warren, who's building an anti-crypto army. So, I mean, let's pull back a little bit. I do think that Max is right about the fact that, and I'm not proselytizing about Bitcoin. I've just made the point that the U.S. dollar is long in the tooth. Nation states are turning away from it. And Joe Biden is actively destroying our nation from within. So that's a recipe for disaster. And people need to get prepared. I often say, got gold, got silver, got Bitcoin. I mean, get something outside of this dollar or you're going to live like an Argentinian.
Well, yeah, fine. But if the nation is having its financial structure wrecked, it makes perfect sense to conclude that the major financial pillars are being broken. And that's Wall Street banks. They got derivatives. JP Morgan has $450 trillion in notional value of derivatives, and they're all in danger. Goldman Sachs has almost the same. Citigroup has almost the same, and half of that for Bank of America. But they're going to be missing their money laundering from narcotics and kids. The Swiss are going to be the next big focus because the Swiss were involved in 2012 in the Euro Peg 120 phenomenon. Money was coming out of the pig nations going into Switzerland. I tell you, my focus is on Switzerland. It is not JP Morgan. It's on Switzerland. They're missing their money laundering money. They cannot get a UBS merger. They can't get the funding from the Swiss Parliament. They're having a big exodus. They froze Russian assets a year ago. Now that came back to bite them. The Swiss were involved in 2012 in the 120 peg when money was flying out of the euro into the Swiss banking system. Mm-hmm. So the Swiss banks bought up the discharged euros. Now they're heavy overweight in euros, and they could not manage that problem. So by 2013-14, they asked for the Americans' help, and the Americans offered them dollar swaps, but also narco money to invest in the FANG stocks, Facebook, Apple, Netflix, Google. Then Matt too, Microsoft, Amazon, and Tesla. This is narco money put to working capital. Does Max Kaiser talk about that? Okay, I'm not Elizabeth Warren. I don't have, you know, Cherokee blood, but I use my head and I use logic. The main pillars of the US financial system are breaking and collapsing. The Swiss are falling apart. They're going to have to reverse what they did from 2014 to 17, which was to buy stocks and sell gold. They're going to reverse. They're going to sell U.S. stocks, and they're going to buy gold and cover their shorts. If you're wondering, how do we get to 3,000 gold? It's the Swiss covering their shorts.
All right, let's do this. I want to show you more insanity. Einstein said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So these idiotic people in Chicago, well, good for them. They got rid of Lori Lightfoot, but bad for them. They hired this guy. They elected this guy. Chicago, talk about let's go, Brandon. Chicago Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson lamenting the fact that four Walmart stores have fled Chicago. They've left Chicago. And here's what this idiot, this communist, has to say about that.
Loot because that's how they can eat?
The real answer is, how do we make sure? The question is, how do we make sure that people can eat? Look, no one is going to condone, behavior that quite frankly speaks to a level of desperation.
So you're not condoning looting.
I'm saying that people are acting out of desperation. We don't want a society that is acting out of desperation, but you have to pay attention to the cries that people have.
So you're not condoning looting.
There's no way to embrace that. What I'm saying is, you can't condone the looting that corporations continue to do every single day when they take tax dollars from Black, brown, white folks all over the city of Chicago so that they can turn a profit.
All right, so that's an avowed communist, and wow. He doesn't understand how markets work. And by the way, those people stealing Nike items, clothing.
That's not food.
Yeah, they're not desperate. They're just greedy and they don't care about the rule of law and they're destroying the city from within. But this is going on all over the country, and that's the picture I want to paint. When I say we are Argentina and that's where we're headed, it's going to get very, very dire, especially for those who live anywhere near a big city where these people are nuts. These people are insane. And we just saw the other night in Chicago, mobs of teenagers causing destruction. Just out of control anarchy in Chicago, no police force pulling them back and stopping it. It's just all of these blue cities are falling into absolute communist hellholes.
The big cities are going to be the big risk locations. There's no question about it. But not Lincoln, Nebraska, not Kansas City, Kansas, or Missouri. Maybe Atlanta, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Chicago, Philadelphia. Yeah. The big, blue, ugly cities like New York, they're going to go to hell. They brought it upon themselves with blue leaders. This is sickening. What I notice is that there's sabotage in California. You cannot deny it. It's very hard to deny. They're the only state in the country that made it a misdemeanor for under $1,000 in shoplifting. And those people in Chicago, who are shoplifting, I really doubt they're stealing food, canned food, ground meat, ground beef. I don't think so. Milk, butter. I don't think so. It's whatever they can carry that's worth a lot of money, like, nice name brand polo shirts or whatever, tennis shoes, Nike, Adidas. Okay. This is really sad. I don't condone looting either, but I certainly understand it. Looting, you can get shot for looting in many cities and many states. And I noticed that when Minneapolis had its looting 2 years ago, I changed my name for BLM. It was Burn, Loot, and Murder. And then later, Catherine Austin Fitz identified that the looted and burned areas created straight lines for Fannie Mae discounted property sales. That was part of the elite looting, of property, not of goods. Okay, there's a lot of corruption at the top. I have a problem with Walmart for their underground FEMA nodes that have turned into child trafficking nodes. I have a big problem with Walmart. I don't have a problem with Target or my old Staples. This is going to get very ugly. We're heading toward anarchy. And people need to protect themselves by getting their money out of the big banks, because that is where the casino activity went on. I've got quite a few clients who did consult calls with me, and they said, how do I determine whether my bank is a casino? And I said, well, look to see how many billions they have, like for a mid-sized bank like Comerica, PNC, Truist, whatever. Look to see their volume of derivatives, and then compare that with their assets and their deposits. If it's like 50 to 100 times larger, then they're a casino. They're not hedging their loan book. They're not taking on bond derivatives in order to hedge their loan book of mortgages and business loans. They're not removing their risk from their loan book for fluctuating interest rates. Instead, They're running a casino that in good times pays their executives huge, huge bonuses, but in bad times, it wrecks the banks and loots the individual depositors of their money. If you have a large bank account in a Wall Street bank, you're in big risk. And you have to hope that Janet Yellen continues the heavy patchwork and backstopping. By the way, Jerome Powell is an employee of the Department of Treasury since the Fed was folded under the Department of Treasury. People don't get that. Max does. He said that Diamond would be a chairman of both. That's probably true if he's chairman of either one. I think Jerome Powell is basically an office clerk. I know that's a strange comment to make, but if he has any kind of a policy to make, he'll have to run it past Janet Yellen at the Department of Treasury. That's his boss. The Fed lost its contract, had no contract. Trump put it under the Department of Treasury, and the Biden show didn't change any of that. I tell you, this is an amazing sequence of events, but watch Switzerland. Credit Suisse is going to come back into the news. And let's see if that New York Post article from about a month or two ago, I think it was back late January, February, it posted a number of names who are high net worth individual depositors at Credit Suisse. Let's see if any of them are U.S. Army generals. Money laundering, NATO. Okay, let's see who's at Credit Suisse. Let's see who the depositors are. The only attention we've gotten was with the Saudis and UAE sheiks and royals moving their money out. They were betrayed. They were lied to with cocoa bonds. It was a complete wipeout. We're going to see a mass exodus of Arab and Muslim money from Europe, from Switzerland. And the Swiss, unbelievable. They backed the Ukraine war. The Green Party of Germany backed the Ukraine war. They're going to be victims next of exiting Arab and Muslim money. We're just waiting. Deutsche Bank had a 240 basis point credit default swap rate, and that was a month ago. They're living on fumes. Deutsche Bank's going to fail. When Lehman Brothers failed, it was over 200 basis points. When it got to 100 basis points a year earlier, I forecasted that Lehman Brothers was going to fail. And I said, as a result, you know, within the falling tree is Fannie Mae, and got that right too. We're going to see Credit Suisse fail. We're going to see the money laundering revealed in Switzerland. One reason there's a motive to bail out Credit Suisse, and it's kind of funny, they must keep secret their 100 years of fraud. They must keep secret their pilferage during World War II. Okay, the focus is, to me, it's not on CBDCs. I think the Russians are going to have a tremendous new movement. They're going to use XRP. And there's going to be a United Arab Emirate Central Bank digital currency, and those will become standard for BRICS trade. XRP from Russia and UAE dirham and UAE Central Bank digital currency, gold-backed. Those are going to be the main currencies of the BRICS. Temporarily, while everything gets sorted out. And while everything is getting sorted out, the big five U.S. banks are all going to collapse. And it's going to be amazing to watch the emergency measures, and more emergency measures for the Wall Street banks that want to control everything while they're imploding. Good luck with that.
All right, let's talk about XRP. Are you referring to Ripple? Because here's some interesting news. This just came up. You were ranting, so I Googled this. Hold on. Millions of XRP grabbed by whales. Important XRP versus Bitcoin signal appears. You know, I ran into a person out in, I ran into a guy out in North Carolina who is a crypto guy, and he believes XRP is the next big thing. A lot of people call it Bankster Coin. Why do you think XRP is going to be in play here in the future? Evidently, some whales agree with you here.
Because it's not controllable at a central location like Wall Street. When the SEC went after Ripple to hamstring them, to tie their hands behind their back, to freeze their progress, I thought, well, there's a winner. Just like Reggie Middleton, they froze him. They didn't make any progress at all in the 16 months when they froze Reggie Middleton. He continued in development. The only information technology software, I shouldn't say that, the only digital finance software development that Wall Street is expert in is fraud for derivatives, round robin bidding, for algorithm trading, for insider New York Fed trading. Wall Street is expert at software for fraud. They're not expert for software development on the new digital highway infrastructure. On-ramp, off-ramp, trading window, they're not expert at any of that. They don't know jack shit about that. In fact, a year ago, Wall Street started advertising open source fairs. Come join open source. And it was fraud. Again, fraud. That's all they know. It's fraud. It was fraud for people to give their software for crypto and digital finance development, software development, and give it to Wall Street, which then put it under their intellectual property as a gift. Wall Street is good at fraud. Okay, Ripple cannot be corralled. Ripple is about to move its headquarters out of the United States. Ripple has already cut deals with a couple of different BRICS major nations. By that, I mean Russia, China, Iran. Those three countries are going to run the BRICS. They should really do something about Brazil and fix that. I'd love to see Russia-Chinese influence to fix that, but probably not going to happen anytime soon. Russia announced that in view of the SWIFT obstruction, they were going to temporarily use XRP. They're going to use it with all their former Soviet republics, probably on a creeping basis, Eastern Europe, probably on a certain basis with China and the Pacific Rim, but maybe mostly the yuan. Look for the yuan to have a handoff to the Chinese gold-backed digital currency. Look for Russia to use XRP and the UAE dirham as caretaker temporary payment systems. And I believe, and this is the opinion of a really smart digital colleague of mine, the Russians are going to use XRP to drive up the gold price and put a hot poker up the Anglo-American banker's arse. That's why I think XRP is going to go up. The Russians are backing it. There's a big boycott against the dollar. There's going to be alternatives. Okay, you know, this is going to sound a little outrageous and ironic, but I'm just going to say it. What we might find is that the Asian exporters who take their goods to ship them to Long Beach and other West Coast ports, they might demand XRP. During all the different battles and arguments and conflict over whose CBDC will rule, I think XRP is going to run through with a chariot and get a lot of the global trade. And the Americans might have to pay XRP to get their Samsung televisions and their Hondas and their Toyotas and their Hitachi computers. How are we going to pay for that? They're not going to take our Fed coin, and we won't want to use the Chinese CBDC. I think the compromise is going to be XRP, and it's going to be glorious. It's going to be hilarious. I tell you, we're in for some very serious chaos, Sean.
Well, then let's round out the call here with your prognostication about what's coming in terms of inflation and the purchasing power of the dollar. Given everything you've just said, some of which I follow, some of which I don't, what is the future for we the people sitting here in this country who rely on dollars, who are legally prescribed to use dollars and essentially only dollars? So we have a criminal government that's out of control, and the inflation that I think is coming is going to be devastating. What do you see? How long is it going to take? Or does the dollar live longer than I think it's going to?
The dollar will always be honored inside the United States by businesses and corporations that operate inside the United States. That's a starting point. The trouble is going to be how you pay for a South Korean item. How are you going to pay for a Japanese item? We're not going to be buying much oil from the Saudis. We're not going to be buying much oil from the entire Persian Gulf. It's questionable how we're going to pay for German cars. It's questionable. We don't know yet. That has to be sorted out. But I think the dollar will retain its value and its integrity inside the dollar. I'm sorry, inside the United States. The problem is going to be when you go outside the United States or when you try to buy something that's made outside the United States, like, say, a Volkswagen or an Audi or a BMW. How are you going to pay for a Toyota or a Nissan or a Honda? How are you going to pay for LG or a Hyundai or a Samsung phone? How are you going to pay? That's the question. So we've got a sabotage going on. They had a climax now after 50 years. We don't make much in the United States, but we do grow a lot of food, and that's being sabotaged by the elites also. The problem is going to be price increases for imported items. We're going to see the Fed balance sheet. This is not the people, but we're going to see the Fed balance sheet possibly double in the next year or more, go up 50% in the next several months, as they absorbed foreign dumped treasuries, and they're going to have to give them their domestic currency in the other foreign country. And they might extract a 35% fee for that, the haircut on the bond. I think we've been in a treasury bond default for a year, over a year. And I think that's what kicked off the Ukraine war. American people are eventually going to find themselves in desperate need of silver coins to buy groceries, to buy shoes, to buy car parts, to buy gasoline. Eventually, and it's going to be maybe by the end of the year, I don't know, end of this year, we're going to see store after store posting their honored silver ounce coin value. Right now, it'd be what, $25? In several months, it might be $55. But it could be varied from one retail chain to another, and, you know, gasoline chain to another. It could be 52, could be 57. People are going to need silver. I'm expecting silver to do what I call the silver Fibonacci dance. 10, 20, 30, 50, 80, 130. So relevant for now is 20, 30, 50, 80, 130. That's a silver Fibonacci sequence that we're going to see. So people are going to want to have silver. And Miles Franklin, the CEO, Andy Shechtman, announced he had 12,000 new clients in the last 30 days. And that's what he saw in the previous 2 years. There's a run on silver now. He hinted but did not say it. But it looks like he wouldn't be surprised if in the next several weeks there's no silver supply. So I recommend people buy certain funds, get a consult call, we'll talk it through, but leave the sourcing to the exchange-traded fund. People are going to have trouble with food. There's going to be looting of Walmart food stores. They're going to get bad press. I'm noticing the press is already beginning to turn very slowly, like an enormous naval battleship or oil tanker. It is turning directions. We've never seen such damaging information about Biden as we have for potential treason charges in the last 2 or 3 months, nor for the Hunter Biden laptop tapes and data. Now we have Tucker Carlson talking about Mexico applying to join the BRICS. And this is south of our border. You know, for people who don't know it, the Mexican cartels operate under the wing of Langley, CIA. The Pemex oil company, National Oil Company in Mexico, It is run by Langley. So, if Mexico joins the BRICS, you can have a narco nation joining the BRICS. And Brazil is already a narco satanic type nation. So that's two narco nations in the BRICS. I think eventually, Sean, we're going to see the BRICS being called the global trade union because they're going to have over 80% critical mass of economy size and population. And the United States, Canada, England, and Belgium are going to be outside looking in. I foresee France, Germany, and Italy all joining the BRICS. All the former Soviet bloc nations of Eastern Europe joining the BRICS, starting with Hungary. It's going to be interesting to watch the Baltic nations and the Scandinavian nations squirm as they are recognized as being culpable in the Nord Stream sabotage. I think primarily Sweden, and I know it's Sweden. There's another country in there I think was involved. These are very exciting and dangerous times. You need to get your silver. In the Constitution, it says gold and silver are money. I hate to break it to people, but the dollar is not money. It is not money. It's legal tender. And it will be accepted by a lot of companies, a lot of businesses in the United States for longer than some of the most fearful people expect. But there's going to be a lot of pockets of shortages, and they will be on imported items. We might see a great smuggling trade come through Mexico and Canada because the payment at the Vancouver port or at the Mexican ports will be in a different form. I don't want to get into all the different types of form, but I mentioned some. And then they're smuggled into the United States to profiteer on the price hikes from shortages. One of the greatest ironies of my time, of my entire 71 years now, is how in 9/11, the doctors showed their fascist head. I'm sorry, the bankers showed their fascist head. But in 2001, the doctors showed their fascist head, and they took a shot and blew the head off the bankers. The doctors blew up the banks with the lockdown. Mm-hmm. And they can't do any more COVID $9 trillion or $4 trillion package. They can't do that anymore. Things are going to blow up. The big shortages will be on imports to the United States. But, you know, you're going to be happy for some of those tunnels with the Canadian line and the Mexican line, because that's where the smuggled imported items are going to come through. It's going to be a very chaotic next 18 months. I think we're going to see a number of temporary solutions. And I believe XRP and XLM will be among them. They're going to be honored by the BRICS, especially by the Russians. It's going to be amazing. I believe the Germans have already made trade deals with the Russians. And they're keeping it secret. And their independent party leader just accumulated a rather sizable portion of support in the parliament. And he's calling for Chancellor Olaf Scholz's resignation for premeditated knowledge and motive for the destruction sabotage of Nord Stream 2. The Russians have said they're not going to repair it, but they've still got Nord Stream 1 in partial operation. They've still got the Russian Yamal pipeline through Poland in partial operation. The Russians are going to supply Germany, and the agreement will be abrogate your NATO ties. NATO is dead. We just haven't buried it yet. It's been reliant on money laundering from all kinds of trafficking. Just keep this in mind. Wherever narcotics were being moved, so were children.
That's right. Well, that's
very ugly.
That's right. That's a good segue to this, because NATO needs to collapse, just like the United Nations, which is now calling for decriminalization of all sexual activity, including between adults and children. And here's two demon spawn right here. Notice anything weird in this photo? All right, well, these are the people who rule over us. One of them is still alive, maybe both of them. But Bill Gates, he's on board with all of it, too. Bill Gates funds millions to NGO claiming kids are born sexual. 10-year-olds should learn about commercial sex work. So three tweets right in a row. That tells you everything you need to know about who rules over us and who the demon spawn are. And these people all need to be brought to justice. You know, Jim, I really do appreciate our conversation. Sometimes I'll see in the comments below, people are like, Sean, just shut up and let your guests talk. Well, I tried hard to do that in this one because, Jim Willey, you, sir, always have a lot to say.
You did, Sean. I like when you talk. It gives me a break and you have a lot of good things to add and it spawns thoughts. So, you know, calm down, you followers. Calm down in your chat room. Let me just say something about justice here as we part. The trouble with taking down Bill Gates is that another one comes up.
Yeah.
And you don't know what it is. You need to pull his pants down to find out if he's a clone without any genitalia.
Yeah.
When you take down an elite leader, you don't know, like Governor of California. How about a genetic test of before and after for Governor Newsom? Not the same guy. I've got a before and after. It's a good likeness. It's very good, but it's not the same guy. When you try to take down Pfizer, you're going to have a very difficult time because the shareholders sold out to BlackRock. And then BlackRock, being a private equity firm, sold its shares to somebody else. And somebody else, you're not going to be able to track down the shareholders for a lawsuit. I don't think Pfizer is going to have any losses at all from wrongful death and tort claims for injury. Good luck. Okay, this is all planned. They're moving targets. And you know, when they took down Adam Schiff, it was difficult because he had two doubles at work. And they caught him from gait technology recognition. His steps, his movement of steps. This is very difficult. There's a new Nancy Pelosi out, even though she was executed. This is very difficult.
Why are we going here? Boy, you're getting us into the weeds here as we're trying to wrap this up, because some of this stuff I don't buy, and I see the rumors online too. Some of it I don't buy, although I will say that mask that Biden appeared to be wearing was kind of weird in the back of his neck. I don't think most people's necks do that. And I do know that Hillary Clinton had a body double. There's conjecture that she was arrested and this new person isn't really her. I mean, boy, look, all I will say about all of that is that I know the CIA had one heck of a mask program when Bush Sr. was president. And there's famous photos of a CIA agent, a female, sitting in the Oval Office with Bush Sr. And he doesn't know who she is until she takes off her mask. That's how good the masks were then. So there may be something to what you're saying here, but we're getting into the deep area of woo.
Well, fine. You know, wait 6 to 12 months and you'll realize a lot about what I'm talking about has come true and now is more recognized, like the stuff that I was talking about 7 years ago.
Well,
the Eurasian trade zone 7 years ago. It's going to overwhelm the dollar. Oh, that'll never happen. That'll never happen. The kingdom. Give it time. The masks, by the way, cost between $30,000 and $50,000 each. And they're very, very difficult to make and to paint. Very high tech, 3D printing, etc. Okay, there's a lot going on. I don't give a rat shit if 25% of the people don't agree with me. That's perfectly fine and normal and has served me well for 19 years. You'll come around. Okay. If I sound cocky, then fine. You're challenging me.
All right, guys.
I have a forecast record. Check it out.
If you guys want to reach out to Jim to talk about the woo in more detail or get some consulting about your financial situation, you can reach out to Jim via his website, golden-jackass.com. Right, Jim?
Yeah. Why did Britney Spears complain that she's a slave? Yeah, there's a lot going on. There is a lot going on. And we're only being told a fraction of it. Well, sign up for the newsletter. I only have a very small portion of my newsletter on the strange margin. I stick to my knitting. I stick to finance. I stick to the dollar. I stick to the BRICS union. May 23rd is going to be a very big day when the SCO exchange opens for Forex, bonds, gold, and energy. Unbelievable times are coming. We've never had an opportunity to become this easy for foreign nations to dump treasuries and buy gold. Never in a generation. So this is going to be very new. We're losing all of our allies. And when we lose Germany and Japan to the BRICS, it will be very clear to the slowest, dumbest people in the crowd what's going on.
Well, there you have it, friends. Here's the website, golden-jackass.com. Our guest is Ben, the one, the cantankerous and always interesting Jim Willie. Thank you, Jim.
Well, it's a pleasure being on. Apologize for getting a little wild, but you know, if you don't get a little emotional during these times, I don't think you're alive.
Couldn't agree more. And look, people like your emotionality and your candor. We appreciate you, Jim. All right, take care. We'll be in touch again soon.
Thanks, friends, Sean. Much
absolutely.
Appreciated.
Thank you. And friends, thanks so much for tuning in. As always, visit us directly for the real news, the antidote to corporate propaganda 24/7 at sgtreport.com. May God bless you and your family, friends. Bye-bye.
The good news is that Putin is not as mad as Biden. And mad, I mean crazy. Putin is a very serious nationalist who's committed to doing everything he can to protect and defend his nation. I mean, you mentioned child trafficking. Here's one of the big ironies. Putin was indicted by the International Criminal Court for protecting Ukrainian children from the Donbas, moving them out of a war zone to orphanages and protection in Russia, 1,400 to 1,600 children. For that, he's called a kidnapper. Meanwhile, how many young Ukrainian boys and girls have been sold into sex slave systems?